Hi everyone, Alita St. James, and I'm so excited to tell you that Life Shift with Go and Live Your Dream that I wrote in 2005 is a nationwide bestseller. And I started recording it this weekend and it rocks. So if you want to live your best life and quantum shift, get Life Shift today and start working with it. It was 20 years ahead of its time, but it's still powerful and it rocks.
Hello all, and welcome back to The Ageless Factor with Alita St. James. Alita is a world-renowned master energy healer and intuitive life coach. She made international headlines in 2004 for giving birth to twins at the age of 57 and is the successful author of Life Shift, Let Go, and Live Your Dreams. In The Ageless Factor, she will introduce you to amazing people she has met along the way. Here you will learn Alita's secrets to ageless living with some of the most highly esteemed professionals in the psycho-spiritual world. So welcome back, and stay tuned for yet another episode of The Ageless Factor with Alita St. James.
Welcome, my name is Alita St. James, and today on The Ageless Factor, we are filming in Cabo San Jose. And that is my favorite place in the whole world, and that's where I give my ageless retreats. So I want to bring you into this world of how you can reverse aging through dealing with the body, the mind, the emotional body, and then the spiritual body in this location here, because we have the ability to use all the elements to find out where the blocks are in each section of the four bodies that you have. Now, I'm going to be 77, and you can see that we haven't had plastic surgery or anything of that nature yet. I'm not saying I will, but the fact of the matter is that this ageless feeling and this sense of vitality and renewal and constantly creating what else is possible, what else is possible, are the things that really keep us ageless. Now, in the retreat, it's been really beautiful because we have been able to do rebirthing in the water as we always do. And every person that is at this retreat is going through their own process of unpeeling different parts of blocks within inside of themselves. This retreat is totally immersed with the female energy. And so everything female is coming up, body image, things maybe not good enough, holding on to rejections in relationships or from the parents or whatever, that makes a woman not feel like she can be ageless and on her game and have that fire. So when you do rebirthing in the water, which Sandra Ray years ago, I think in the 70s, came out with it, and I've done tons and tons of rebirthing, is that you're breathing and you're being held in the hands of kind of the universe, the nature. And you can actually get into the rhythm of the water while the other people in the retreat are holding you up and I'm leading you through a process. And you can get really into that subconscious level and have a huge release of what you're feeling and how you're blocking yourself. And it's just miraculous in terms of the feeling that you get. It's like being reborn. And then yesterday, for the first time in my retreats here in Mexico, I was able to do a mezcal. And a mezcal is basically you're in a hut. It's a sweat lodge, okay? So I brought the participants in the retreat into the sweat lodge, but it's Mexican. And so you're chanting and you're playing the indigenous music with the drums and the rattles and the flutes. And you're allowing all this primal energy with the heat and the sweat and all the things that you're holding on inside, you have to let go. And so in this process, people were astounded by the things that they started to feel just because there's no extrasensory perception. You're in this kind of womb. It's all dark. there's no air really coming in except for the rocks that are heated with the special Mexican herbs that are placed on them. You're breathing the herbs in, the heat keeps coming up, and you're having this experiential feeling and catharsis in this basically womb of the earth. We're lucky that we did 15-minute increments. There was like some cold air that came in, which was lovely. And you were able to walk around for a few minutes and then get back in there. And it's really amazing. I'm looking at all the participants and I'm seeing, oh my goodness, there's this piece that opened up. And then there's that piece that opened up. And then there's that piece that opened up. And the whole part of their physiological matrix, the emotional, the mind, body, the spiritual, it's all unraveling like a whole. And the pieces are getting put together with the different modalities that I'm able to put in. Now, every retreat and workshop is different. I fashion it from the people that sign up to come. Because I get feelings, okay, now you have to do one. Now you have to do a retreat. Now you have to be in Cabo and tell them I'm going to be here. And then compared to the people that come into this whole vortex, I look at them and then I'm channeling energy and I go, okay, we should do this. We should do that. That would facilitate a great opening up for them. So this time it was interesting. I'm having everybody read, they ask a question to my book, Life Shift, like Go and Live Your Dream. They're holding the book, asking the question. They turn to the page, and it's unbelievably uncanny how what they're reading and being asked to do is exactly the next step on their journey. So I was like, goodness, I wrote that book in 2005, and it is so pertinent today. It's amazing. So we have that tool. We also have the drums and the tones. We have a sound bath that we're going to do tonight that's really exciting on the roof. So you can look at the stars and feel the sounds in your body. Because I want to build a whole workshop and a retreat and experience so that you're as open as you possibly can by the time you move into the sound bath. Now, in the beginning of the retreat, we kind of went back into, okay, what's your intention? Connecting to yourself, connecting to your body, and feeling that whatever it is that you want to bring into your life, like what are you pushing back? What are you pushing away from your body? It's a concept, but unless you allow yourself to magnetically attract it into your body, you're not going to really be able to integrate it, and you're not going to be able to quantum shift, which is a rapid acceleration of transformation that I am so excited about being able to offer to you. I've been doing this work for 40 plus years, and everybody keeps on saying, well, did you know about ayahuasca? Do you know about toad medicine? Do you know about this? Do you know about that? Well, you know what? I was doing that in my early 30s and 20s and late 30s, I've done that, been there, understood it. And now, because I have, I can see the whole picture and integrate it into different facets of my work. So it's kind of astounding to me, and that's why I'm my master energy healer at this point, that all the pieces finally, 76, 77, are coming to me in a more profound way. The things that I wrote about or the webinars that I did or the meditations that I did in 2011, they're basically saying different things that I am saying, like, what else is possible? I said that in 2011. What are the probabilities here? Your vibrational rates, we're all in sync with each other in terms of how we're vibrating. But I really am understanding it now more so than ever before. The same thing with sexuality. You think, okay, you get a certain age and you kind of shut that off. No, never. You can always grow in terms of your sexual energy and how you express yourself in the world. And every retreat, workshop, that I give always starts with the body and chakra balance, and let's move and let's allow your body to express itself, because your body has its own needs of expression. And we've been shut down with the idea of shame, because for women especially, you know, your body could create you getting pregnant. And then what are you going to do? You're going to have to go through an abortion or have a baby. And how much shame is that going to bring to yourself and your family? And who's the father? And then it goes on and on. So most women, even if you've been freer, if you really go down to the core, you've held yourself back on so many levels. So in the retreat, we have a lot of movement with primal music and also moving with the theta waves into your whole matrix of your brain system, which is the genius brain, which brings you from the beta, which is the primal brain, to the higher brain, and let your brain connect with your body and the movement, and then move into your emotional body and your physical body and your mental body with the movements, and then open up to feeling the higher frequency of your highest spiritual selves. You can sit and meditate for years and years and years and have a total split. And there's a dichotomy, because when you're meditating, you can feel the spiritual energy. But once you're in the third dimension and you're trying to be real and work in the every day, it doesn't seem to fit because you don't have the emotional and the physical with it. So when you allow the physical, emotional, and mental bodies to release and vibrate at a higher level, it matches the spiritual vibration. And then they connect, which is really amazing and beautiful. And when you do that, then you can actually experience, I'm a spiritual being having a physical experience. And that is the most beautiful thing you can ask for ever in the world. So it's not that hard to attain if you know the secrets and basically the shortcuts of how to get there. And that's what I'm dedicating myself from now, my 77th year and to 120 that I'm going to live to give you that experience of how do you quantum shift? How do you accelerate your ability to feel happy, joyful, abundant, free, and a manifester while you're in this third dimension and in your body? The reason why people get old and decrepit is because they feel like there's nothing left. And they've exhausted themselves, have given everything away to their family, or they haven't achieved their dreams. But it's never too late to achieve a dream. You know, Famous Amos with his cookies. And then we have the whole fried chicken situation. I forgot his name right now. I think he was 65 when he started that whole Southern fried chicken thing. It hit the roof. So my point is, never say never and never decide in your mind that it's too old. I mean, I have clients that in their 30s, they think it's too old to get pregnant, or their life passed them by, or they're not going to ever get married or anything of that nature. So my point is that every day there's an adventure. And if you wake up in the morning and you go, how can I make this day more miraculous, more adventurous, more wonderful? In many, many ways, how can I contribute to the world? And how can I allow the world to contribute to me, to open up and to receive whatever you need to receive to support yourselves? That's really important. You see, because if you give, and don't allow yourself to receive and relax and allow, then it's very hard to manifest higher levels of what you're going to contribute to the world, but also what the world can contribute to you. You know, it can be knocking on your door saying, here, we want to give you this, we want to give you that, whatever you need. And you've got this wall up against receiving because either you feel you don't deserve to receive, or you feel like there's always a price when somebody's given you something from childhood. You don't want to be manipulated. And so you get this idea that the more independent I am and the less I need people, the better off I am. Well, that doesn't work when you want to evolve in consciousness and you want to contribute in a very big way. A corporation can't become great unless it has a lot of different aspects to it. and neither can we. So you want to create that dream team of support. And that's what we talk about a lot in my private work, but also in my retreat, because we have a group of people that are really supporting themselves. And that support and that trust, when people are going through whatever they're going through and opening up and awakening and then feeling that joy and love, not only for themselves, but from the people around them and from their higher self, it's worth millions and billions of dollars and hours of therapy and, you know, workshops and this and that, because you want to cut to the chase. You want to go, okay, how can I achieve this as rapidly as possible using all the tools that I know that can transform people? So I'm ecstatic. We have one more day. We're going to do a sound bath tonight and we're going to close this beautiful retreat. And I'm just saying to you, if you see the next retreat and it calls to you, by all means, get in touch with us and find out what's the logistics, how you can get involved and show up. And you'll never, ever regret it, because I always feel like, wow, this is a blessing. I'm in paradise. And what else is possible? My love and blessings to you on your journey, Alita St. James, into the Ageless Factor, forever and forever and forever.